Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In our oceanic world, culture admixes and race becomes an undeniable thread of discrimination, brutality, suffering, and death. The forces endure, shifting like a current with real consequence. Slavery in all its forms over time continues directly as with some fishers and crew on the high seas, or in racially isolated neighborhood, workplace, education, health, and social interaction. As we struggle with these facts, the responsibility, and the solutions, we look for examples where race matters, where cultural equality is affirmed, where real lessons are discovered, and where we find models that might serve to answer, in part, the larger question of how can equality and justice be served. Diving with a Purpose, DWP, describes itself as an organization dedicated to the conservation and protection of submerged heritage resources by providing education, training, certification, and field experience to adults and youth in the fields of maritime archaeology and ocean conservation, and the protection, documentation, and interpretation of African slave trade shipwrecks, and the maritime history and culture of African Americans who formed a core of labor and expertise for America's maritime enterprises. Founded by professional diver Ken Stewart, DWP is a volunteer underwater archaeology program that started with members of the National Association of Black Scuba Divers and the National Park Service in Biscayne National Park, with over 110 archaeological sites, approximately 43 of which are intact shipwrecks that tell compelling stories of the nation's rich maritime cultural heritage. DWP trains experienced divers, including youth, to become underwater archaeology advocates. Through the program, divers are able to assist in the historical documentation and preservation of artifacts and wreck sites. The program helps to perform a congressionally mandated condition assessment of archaeological sites within the park's boundaries. The program also attempts to interpret and understand the historical context in which the ships existed. To date, more than 300 divers have completed the course and more than 46 have become instructors. DWP has expanded internationally beyond the park's boundaries with expeditions and training abroad. George Washington University, Smithsonian's Museum of African American History and Culture, South Africa's Iziko Museums, and DWP in partnership formed the Slave Wreck Project to search for slave shipwrecks around the globe. In addition, DWP has collaborated with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, providing Nautical Archaeological Society training and expeditions in national marine sanctuaries. NABS and NOAA have created a website called Voyage to Discovery, which is a multimedia educational initiative highlighting African-American contributions to the nation's maritime heritage. This is an impressive record for any organization. But let me say this. In my two decades as director of a major American maritime history museum, with a direct involvement in the evolution of nautical archaeology in the United States and similar development of cultural policy abroad, I have never seen an African archaeologist or diver at any meeting, on any committee, or otherwise involved in any discussion, direct investigation, best practice and treaty drafts, or anything else associated with the discipline of nautical archaeology. It has been, simply, that the investigation of African nautical heritage was the purview of non-African scholars and divers. Exclusion de facto. Call it otherwise what you will. Extend over time, extrapolate into hiring practice, scholarship awards, faculty appointments, expedition crews, and museum professionals. Amplify to the larger social context in which we live unmixed, and you see revealed the reality and perpetuation of segregation by race, from within the genteel order of cultural history, and may now understand better the anger and disorder in the streets, no longer invisible unless one is determined not to see. So masks off for Ken Stewart and for Diving with a Purpose, agents of integration and reparation within the sea of history that connects all things. What has happened here is the taking back, the recovery of an event, object, its conservation, interpretation, celebration, memory, and strategy for revised cultural understanding of a thing, place, and time that is authentic, personal, communal, and transcendent. For us to truly understand any story, we need the right tellers of the tale to recover what is submerged, bring it to the surface and to the light, to shape the narrative correctly. And that is a strategy beyond whatever lies nearly forgotten on the ocean floor, a purpose for the future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.